Graham, is that an example of why you must play for 90 minutes in every game?
Yeah. We didn't compete at the level we expect for the first probably 55 minutes. And by then you're 2-0 down, and it's a hill to climb. And the players, to be fair to them, did their best to do that, and got close. But we'd already put ourselves on the back foot by our performance level in the first 55 minutes.
And you can't keep conceding really cheap, poor goals like that and expect to win football matches, I guess, can you?
Nope. No matter what you do, if you're just going to give goals away, then you're going to put yourselves in trouble, and that's what we did today. And it's not the first time, so it's something that we have to really work hard to do, because there was never any danger last week when we conceded. There was never any danger when we conceded today. And the second one's come straight after half-time. I think massively disappointing in the first 50-odd minutes. But, it's a disappointment, but we have to make sure that we work with these players to make sure they don't make them again, because football's about making as less mistakes as possible. And at the minute, we're getting punished for anything we do. But if we feel sorry for ourselves, then we're only going to compound that sort of feeling, so we won't do that. We will make sure that we're in on Monday to work as hard as we can to make sure we're ready for Saturday.
And that first 55 minutes or so, it's not the standard that you expect, is it, from the team that you've moulded from this 2.5 years in charge?
It's not what they expect from each other themselves as well. There's no lads in there that are kidding themselves that was good enough. So that's a positive. No one's pretending that they've played well or competed well for the first period of the game. It's something that's it disappoints us all. That's the thing. It's not just me with disappointment. It's not just Chris. It's everybody in that changing room at the moment, because for the first, like I said, the first period, we weren't competing or playing at the level we expect from players that we expect better from. And second half, once we got to grips and believed in ourselves a little bit, then we were a different team. A team transformed and just ran out of time at the end. And we were on the front foot. We closed people down. We passed the ball properly and created opportunities, but we just didn't get the equalising goal.
How tempted were you to change things at half time?
Well, it was tempting before half time, to be honest. I think I wanted to try and be patient and with these players and see if we could sort it out at half time. But the second goal is a real killer blow for us. The manner of it as well, and we had to change things. There's no good just sticking with a formula if it's not working. We had to change things. We brought people on. I thought they all made an impact and changed the game in our favour. And that's the positive that we can take from the game. We've scored again. We have got players that can come on and change the outcome or the perspective of a game. But we don't want to be relying on impact subs or players that come on to make an impact. The players that start the game need to make an impact. That's the thing. And we're finding there's a little bit of lack of consistency in some people at the moment. We know they're young, and we talk about that, but we've just been speaking in there about the game is now. Winning is now. We can't wait 6 months. We have to start playing to our full potential and making sure that we're producing performances that win games. And I think we've done that up until now, but little things are hurting us, and they've hurt us again today.
You changed the formation when you brought on the two subs, and those subs, as you say, they certainly had an impact. You scored not long after. But you went back to the four at the back. What was the thinking there?
Well, we seem to be confused about what was expected of ourselves, and don't know how. We played it enough times, but it was just we had to change things. We wanted to bring on players who could make an impact, and we just realised what formation or what players we'd be left with. What's the best formation to get the best out of them? And that was it. That's whenever we pick formations or shape, it's about the players we want to pick and picking a formation that suits them, and that's why we went to the formation we did. We'll have to look at it and analyse it properly to see if that's something that we have to go forward with. But what we do know is we have to pick the players that are ready to play now and ready to compete and then get picked again and compete again, then get picked again and compete again, and not just be flashing the pants.
Formations are fine, aren't they, but they can't account for the individual errors that cost you today.
No, listen, we just said, whatever formation you play, you have to run, you have to tackle, you have to pass. You know, they're all the same fundamentals, whatever you play. It's, you know, when we've won games with that, I've not put it down to the formation, I've put it down to us running hard, passing the ball, getting into good areas, making angles for each other. And it's the same whatever we play. It's a fallacy that people think formations win games. It's about what players do in those games, and we didn't do enough to win the game today.
Last four are two draws and two defeats, Graham. You'll want to arrest that, won't you, as quickly as possible?
Yeah. We could look at last six. Say one, two, drawn two, only lost two. It's how you want to look at it. Listen, it's not about six games, not about four. It's about 46. But we want to win points. And any team at any level needs to win points to make sure you're competitive. And at the minute, we're getting punished for the little mistakes that we make. And they are a little bit... mistakes that we could easily prevent, and we have to make sure we do that, and work hard with the players to keep their confidence levels up, keep their, because they can see they, for the last 35 minutes they can see they can compete with anyone at any level. We showed that all last season as well, going to big grounds and winning games. We just need to get back to that level. We are a different animal this year. We haven't got the amount of experience that we did last year, but we have to get it quick.
Just lastly from me, in that opening 55 minutes or so, the Graham Alexander teams that we're used to seeing have always been effort, endeavour, you know, as a given, the, you know, the right attitude and work ethic. Do you think that was there today for that period?
I think it was, but it was misplaced in how we were doing it. That's all it was. I think we were... I don't know what affected the team today. Somewhat definitely did, because it wasn't the performance level we expect, but we see the, you know... The boys are fit. You wouldn't be able to play like that for the last 35 minutes if you weren't fit to take the game to an opponent like that after being 2-0 down. You get bad days at the office. We're not just going to sugar shoulders and expect it, but you can't expect everything to be rosy. So we'll just pick the bones out of it and make sure we prepare right for the game next week.